In the third chapter of the Adilila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has described the external reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The first four chapters basically deal with Chaitanya Tattva, or understanding the truth about Lord Chaitanya. And then Kaviraj Goswami discusses Nityananda Tattva, Advaita Tattva and Pancha Tattva in subsequent chapters. So in the third chapter, in discussing the external reasons for the appearance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he quotes the famous verse, or he composes the famous verse, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karunaya Vatirnaha Kalau Samarpaitumunnatojvalarasam Svabhakti Shriyam Harihi Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sadaridaya Kandare Spuruti Vahashachinandanaha. So he says that may that Supreme Lord, who has appeared from the womb of Sri Shachi Devi, forever reside in the deepest core of your heart. He has appeared with the resplendent luster of molten gold, and he has come to bestow what no other incarnation has previously given, and that is the highest mellow of conjugal love is found in Vrindavan Dham. In other words, Kaviraj Goswami explains that the reason for Mahaprabhu's advent is that he wanted to, number one, propagate the religion for this age of Kali, the Yuga Dharma, by the congregational chanting of the holy names, and two, through the process of chanting the holy names, he wanted to bestow something very special. That was love of God in the mood of Vrindavan. Now, can't the Yuga Dharma be established by any other avatar? Does it have to be Krishna himself who comes to do this? So Kaviraj Goswami explains that Krishna was thinking that the religion for the age can be established by any avatar, but the love of God, as in Vrindavan, love on the platform of spontaneity, on Raga Marga Bhakti, that can be given only by Krishna himself. So the time for Krishna's advent coincided with the time for the Yuga Avatar to descend. So therefore, Krishna came in later as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he not only established the Yuga Dharma as a chanting of the holy name, but also distributed love of God, demonstrated love of God in that mood. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami has explained, Prema rasa niryasa korite aswadan, raga marga bhakti loke korite pracharan. So, Prema rasa niryasa korite aswadan. So, Krishna himself wanted to actually come here and taste the mellows of such spontaneous love, and raga marga bhakti loke korite pracharan. And then he also wanted to distribute this love of raga marga bhakti, love on the spontaneous platform of spontaneous attraction, to everyone. So therefore Krishna appeared. So first he gives the reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, that he came to establish Yuga Dharma and to spread love of Godhead. And then in the beginning of this fourth chapter, he talks about why Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, which is that he wanted to himself taste the mellows of Raga Bhakti and also to spread that. And then Kaviraj Goswami says that killing of the demons was not really the primary reason for Krishna's advent in Vrindavan, because that is accomplished by the Vishnu portion of Krishna. It is Vishnu who actually does this task of killing demons. Krishna's business is to only enjoy loving affairs in Vrindavan with his different loving associates. So having talked about this, the external reasons for Mahaprabhu's advent and then the external and internal reasons for Krishna's advent, then Kaviraj Goswami explains that just as killing of demons is not the primary reason for Krishna's advent in this world, similarly, the establishing of the Yuga Dharma is not the principal reason for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent in this world. So he came here for another reason, which was more confidential, which Kaviraj Goswami is going to elaborate a little further on in this chapter. But he gives a hint of it here in the verses that we read out just now. And Srila Prabhupada also mentions that in his purport, that basically Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to taste love of himself. But that love that he wants to taste is a love that is especially experienced by Srimati Radharani. Just as the third chapter is based upon the verse Anarpita Charin Chirat Karuna Yava Tirna Kalo, similarly the fourth chapter is based on the next of the invocation verses that Kaviraj Goswami speaks, the Mangalacharana. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmanavapi Bhuvi Puradeha Bhedam Gatautau Chaitanyakhyam Prakatamaduna Tadvayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhavadyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So this explains Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity very clearly. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna, who has descended assuming the complexion and the mood of Srimati Radharani. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. And Kaviraj Goswami establishes that the dealings between Radha and Krishna are manifestations or transformations of the Ladini Shakti, the internal potency of Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Rasmat. Ekatmanav. So Radha and Krishna are actually one. Bhuvi Deha Bhedam Gatauto. But a long time ago, they separated themselves as two personalities, Radha and Krishna. Chaitanyakhyam, but now they have become one again. Ekatmanavapi. So they have again become one person as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore, is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. And he has specifically descended and assumed this form. Of course, he does so eternally, as Prabhupada points out, to relish the taste that Srimati Radharani experiences in her love for him. And Prabhupada explains elsewhere that the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exactly the mood that Srimati Radharani was seen to experience when Uddhava, having been sent by Krishna from Mathura to Vrindavan, reached there and met the Brajavasis. Since Krishna had left Vrindavan, the Brajavasis were feeling intense separation from him. A kind of separation that we can only perhaps try to talk about, but which we cannot imagine. A separation of such intensity that is hard for anyone to conceive in their minds. And amongst all the Brajavasis, the sense of separation from Krishna was most intensely felt by Srimati Radharani. And that exactly is the mood that Krishna has adopted when he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, Sri Krishna Chaitanya or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord himself, but as Prabhupada mentions here, he doesn't care to believe himself or to present himself as the Supreme Lord. He has not come in the mood of the enjoyer. The Supreme Lord is the enjoyer. So even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord, his mood is not that of an enjoyer. His mood is that of the enjoyed. His mood is that of Srimati Radharani. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes two basic points. The first point is about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's munificence, his mercy, that he is the most munificent incarnation or form of Sri Krishna, and he has come to give something very special. He has not come to invent something, but he has come to give love of Godhead. A love also that is very unique, because it is based on the platform of spontaneous attraction to Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan. We all have heard this verse many times. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvashe Namaha. Rupa Goswami glorifies the Supreme Lord like this. And he explains how Mahaprabhu is the most munificent form of the Supreme Lord, because he is freely bestowing Krishna Prema. Elsewhere also Kaviraj Goswami has explained, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karah Vichar Vichar Korilya Chitte Pave Chamatkar. He says, if at all you are interested so much in analyzing everything with logic and reason, apply your sense of logic and reason to understanding the tremendous mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then your mind will be wonderstruck at the mercy that he has come to bestow upon everyone. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a personification of mercy. And the second thing that Prabhupada talks about, it's really the thrust of his purport, is to establish that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is that of the enjoyed rather than the enjoyer. He has come as a devotee to not only demonstrate how to perform devotional service, but also to relish that pure love. The Gaura Nagaris or the Nadia Nagaris, as Prabhupada says here, they are one of the upper sampradayas, the deviant sects, so-called followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur had identified at his time 13 such upper sampradayas. Of course, with the passage of time, there will always be more upper sampradayas coming up. There is always a possibility of such a thing in each day and age. There are different speculative concoctions that come up. But at his time, there were 13, and Nadia Nagaris or the Gaura Nagaris were one of them. What these people advocate is that since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, we should relate to him as the gopis did to Krishna. But as Prabhupada says here repeatedly, that even though Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, he is not come to relish the mood of Krishna. He has come here to relish the mood of his topmost devotee, Srimati Radharani. So that mood of Mahaprabhu must be respected. And if we try to relate to Krishna or to Mahaprabhu, if in his mood of being Krishna, then we are causing a disturbance to the Supreme Lord. This mood of Mahaprabhu is technically is called Vipralambha Seva, as Prabhupada mentions in the purport here. Vipralambha Bhava. There are two kinds of moods in love of Godhead, broadly speaking. One is called Sambhoga, the mood when you actually meet. And the second is Vipralambha, when there is separation. These are very, very esoteric and deep subjects discussed by the acharyas in all their books. And Prabhupada gives us a hint to prepare us for understanding all these subject matters one day when we are ready to hear all these things. But suffice it for us to understand now that there is such a thing as loving Krishna in a mood of separation. Srila Prabhupada mentions one time that Mahaprabhu or the six Goswamis would never go into a bush and say, "Now I have found Krishna." They would not say that. They were always in the mood, "Where is Krishna?" That was their mood. The six Goswamis were following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as the prayers glorifying the six Goswamis, we hear, "He Radhe Vrajadevi Keche Lalite, He Nanda Suno Kutaha, Sri Govardhana Pada Kalpatale Yamuna," what is that? "Sri Govardhana Pada Kalpatale Yamuna Kalinditanya Vanya Kutaha." He said, "Where is Krishna, Nanda Suna? Where are all the gopis? Where is Lalita Devi? Where is Krishna? Is he on the Govardhan Hill? Is he under the trees on the banks of the Yamuna?" Ghoshanta viti sarvato vrajapure khedair mahavihvalau. And they would declare all this very loudly all over Vrajabhumi, experiencing some distress at the thought of being separated from Krishna and his associates. So the six Goswamis actually perfectly understood and followed the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when we read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita or the Chaitanya Bhagavat, we also see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibiting such a mood. Of course, on rare occasions, he did assume the mood of the Supreme Lord. Like he did, for example, during the Mahaprakash Leela, when he sat on the throne of Vishnu and then he benedicted all the devotees. Or there were some occasions when he displayed his form as a Supreme Lord to his devotees. Like to Ramananda Rai, he displayed his combined form of Radha and Krishna. To Advaita Acharya, he displayed his universal form. To Morari Gupta, he displayed his form as Varaha Avatar, and so on. He displayed his forearm form many times, actually. One time to Srivas Thakur and so on. So on some occasions, Mahaprabhu did that. But by and large, his mood was the mood of separation. Where is Krishna? That was his predominant mood. This transformation took place soon after Mahaprabhu visited Gaya, ostensibly to perform the Shraddha rites for his departed father. And when he came back, he was a changed person. He came back chanting the names of Krishna, exhibiting a very deep love for Krishna, which astonished the Vaishnavas in Navadvipa. They were very glad to see this transformation, but they were also very puzzled because they couldn't understand what had suddenly brought about such a transformation. And in Navadvipa, he was called, of course, Nimai Pandit still at that time. He hadn't taken sannyas. He exhibited such symptoms of devotional ecstasy in separation from Krishna that the devotees were completely struck with wonder. And sometimes, according to their respective levels of realization, they would try to understand or analyze these transformations in Mahaprabhu. Of course, the non-devotees wouldn't understand them at all. They would think sometimes that they were transformations of bodily air, or that there was some madness that had come about in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because such symptoms of devotional ecstasy cannot be manifested by a human. Therefore, many understood that this must be Krishna, because no one else can exhibit such symptoms of ecstasy in separation. Many times, whenever he saw a Vaishnava on the street, he would accost the Vaishnava and say, "Where is Krishna, the beloved of my heart?" And he would suddenly catch them and then start exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy. And the Vaishnavas were at a loss about how to handle Mahaprabhu. They couldn't do it. One time, he addressed the assembly of devotees and said, "My dear friends, where is Krishna? I found him, but then suddenly I lost him. Now I don't know where he is. Can you tell me where is Krishna?" So he was always like that. And then he went on to say that when I was coming back from Bengal, from Vrindavan, I came to Kanai Natshala. And there I saw this most beautiful boy with a shining dark complexion. He was extremely beautiful. He had a little crown on his head with a peacock feather. His black hair was very curly. He had lotus eyes. And he had the Kaustubh jewel and also the Sri Vatsa on his chest. And his golden colored dhoti looked very beautiful. And he was holding a bejeweled flute in his lotus hands. And then he came and he embraced me. And suddenly he left me for reasons which I do not understand. So where is that Krishna? Where is he? So in this way, the devotees were constantly, they had to deal with Mahaprabhu in these moods. One time he came to Gadadhar Pandit, and he was also in one of those moods of feeling separation from Krishna. He caught hold of Gadadhar and said, "Gadadhar, can you tell me where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" So then Gadadhar said to Mahaprabhu, "Don't worry, Krishna is in your heart." So the ecstasy of that mood, somewhat like Hanuman did, Mahaprabhu started tearing up his chest, trying to tear his chest, because Gadadhar had said that Krishna was in his heart. So he wanted to tear it apart, and with great difficulty, Gadadhar managed to restrain him and pacified him. Be patient, Krishna will reveal himself." And Sachi Mata had been watching all this. And she was very happy to see Gadadhar handling her son nicely. You see, of all the people, it was Sachi Mata who had to bear the brunt, so to speak, of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms. Sometimes he would jump, sometimes he would fall down, sometimes he would speak out loud, and sometimes the torrents of rain would be so heavy, Sachi Mata would wonder how it was ever possible for a human to shed tears like that. And she would wonder and sometimes speak to others, "Who is this extraordinary person who has come as my son?" Of course, in her maternal affection for Krishna, for Nimai, she didn't understand that he was the Supreme Lord. So she was very happy that Gadadhar had been able to control her son. So she told Gadadhar, "You are a very nice boy. Now you stay always with my son, because you can pacify him and you can control him." So in this way, Mahaprabhu, even before he took sannyas, was constantly manifesting these moods of separation. He never manifested the moods of Krishna as the enjoyer, but he always manifested this mood of separation from Krishna. And of course, when he went to Jagannath Puri, after taking sannyas, the same mood continued with increasing intensity, reaching its peak in the Antilila, in the last few years of his manifest pastimes, when he kind of withdrew himself from public appearance and he would spend more time with his intimate associates, Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. And there he would manifest these very deep confidential moods of feeling separation from Krishna. And as Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the purport, that Swarup Damodar Goswami was his ideal assistant, because he would speak things that would make Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that would give him some solace. He was in tune with Mahaprabhu's mood, whereas the Gauranagaris were out of tune, out of sync. And therefore they caused a disturbance to Mahaprabhu as well as the followers of Mahaprabhu. One time Mahaprabhu came to the Jagannath temple, and he came to the guard who was standing at the gate, and he caught him by the shoulder and said, "Can you show me where is Krishna? Where is my beloved Krishna?" So he would even get everybody and anyone. Then the gatekeeper said, come, I will take you. So he caught Mahaprabhu by the hand and took him in front of Jagannath. He said, there is the Lord of your heart. So this was Mahaprabhu's daily activities and his daily mood. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not as the Gauranagaris imagine. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood actually in the Gaudiya Sampradaya began from Madhavendra Puri, who is considered the seed of the tree of spontaneous love. Even though Madhavendra Puri was initiated in the Madhva Sampradaya, but he exhibited a mood that was not found in that Sampradaya. He exhibited a mood of great separation from Krishna in the mood of Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu adopted that mood, following in the footsteps of his spiritual master, Ishwar Puri, who was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And especially this mood of separation has been exhibited by Madhavendra Puri in the verse that he chanted just as he was about to leave this world. This has been explained by Kaviraj Goswami in different sections of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu, when he narrated the pastimes of Madhavendra Puri to his devotees, he also quoted this verse. And having quoted this verse, then he went into ecstasy, into that mood that was adopted by Madhavendra Puri. And he began to repeat that and lost himself to the outside world and became immersed in that internal feeling of separation. Ai dina dayardranath he Mathura nath kada valokyase Hridayam tvad alok kataram Daita brahmyati kim karomyaham. This was Madhavendra Puri's verse. O Lord of the fallen, O most merciful Lord of all, now that I am unable to see you, my heart is agitated with great distress. When will I be able to see you? When I am unable to see you, I am unable to be peaceful. What shall I do now? Kim karomyaham. So this is the kind of mood that Mahaprabhu adopted. And this is the kind of mood on which the Gaudiya Sampradaya is established. So it is a mood of wanting to feel separation from Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani and her associates. So Srila Prabhupada in this purport has taken great pains to explain the proper mood which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted and which in which we should also understand him. Hare Krishna. It's a deep subject matter, but we're just following Srila Prabhupada's purport, trying to explain a few things. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Yes,